Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting ninth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Burleson moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Burleson moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burleson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Tony Bernazard. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Julio Franco now playing second base. Joe Carter now playing right field. Corey Snyder now playing shortstop. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive towards first. Murray catches it and steps on first to double up Thornton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Knight reaches second base with a double. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando is called out on strikes. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson is hit by the pitch. Gerhart moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Gerhart moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Gerhart scores. Burleson moves to third. Ripken moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Burleson scores. Ripken moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Orioles. Rich Yett now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Shelby now playing right field. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing second base. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Williamson now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williamson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knight hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williamson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.